My dear friends, Gilbert Humbu, President of IFAD, and Dave Beasley, Executive Director of WFP, Dr. Fabrício Hochschild, UN Assistant General Secretary for Strategic Coordination, Dr. Patrick Caron, Chair of the Steering Committee of the High-Level Panel of Experts of CFS. And let me also recognize the presence of former President John Kufur. That's an example for all of us, an inspiration for those that combat hunger and poverty. Honorable ministers, ambassadors, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to welcome all of you to this 44 section of the CFS. This section takes place in a critical moment for the fight against hunger and malnutrition in the world. As already mentioned by Amina Gornaz, hunger is on the rise after more than 10 years of decline. Even the Secretary General mentioned that due to the importance of it. 850 million people in the world suffer now from hunger in 2016. 38 million people more than 2015. SOFI 2017 also indicates that other forms of malnutrition are increasing. This is the particular case of overweight and especially obesity. And obesity, let me point the issue of children that are becoming obese in all parts of the world. It's not about developing countries as we used to have before. This is now also in developed countries. And this can compromise a future generation of the world. Particularly, obesity is a big concern in developed countries also. And let's not forget that the Sustainable Development Goal number 2 is universal. It's for all countries and all forms of malnutrition. We need to eradicate hunger, but also all forms of malnutrition. And to reach these goals, we need to have more active policies, and it's vital to place sustainable food system that can provide the nutritious food for everyone. We have to promote healthy diets. And this is a huge task that government alone will not be able to fulfill. It's fundamental to have civil society, but particularly private sector, fully on board. Each stakeholder has an important role to play. This includes not only producing healthy food, but also keeping consumers aware of what they are consuming. And also following clear rules regarding the advertising of food products that we don't see nowadays. The CFS can play a central part on this by defining specific roles for each stakeholder in order to promote healthy diets. This is the power of the CFS, to be a platform for discussions, agreement, and global commitments that involve all different sectors of society. Ladies and gentlemen, the second international conference on nutrition, called the ICN2, put nutrition back in the international agenda. As a result of the conference, we declared the UN Decade of Action on Nutrition 2016-2025. And now, CFS must step up, lead the discussions, provide guidance, and deliver concrete policy products on nutrition issues. We need to make the decade on nutrition meaningful, action-oriented, and very impactful. Also, to this end, we brought back to Rome the UN Standing Committee on Nutrition to work in close partnership with the CFS and the UN agents that deal with nutrition. The UNSCN has an important mission of coordinating the UN agents' positions about different nutrition issues. They should not be distracted from this mission. Let me also highlight that we need to focus on food safety issues more, pushing for the full implementation of Codex standards. And I would like to take this opportunity to inform all of you that FAO and WHO, the World Health Organization, will co-organize in the first semester of 2019 an international conference to deal specifically with food safety issues. I urge the CFS to scale up its work on food safety in order to provide subsidies for this conference. Ladies and gentlemen, since its reform, the CFS has reached consensus on very important agreements. They have provided high value in promoting food security and sustainable agriculture. This was the case of the Principles of Responsible Investment in Agriculture and Food Systems, RAI, and also the voluntary guidelines for responsible governance of land tenure, just to mention two very important achievements. It will be my pleasure to celebrate tomorrow the fifth anniversary of the voluntary guidelines on land tenure, together with Commissioner Mimica. During this section of the CFS, some other important results are expected to be endorsed, and they will be very relevant to our work. Members are discussing policy recommendations on sustainable forestry for food security and nutrition also. These recommendations will certainly provide reference in this area. And I also invite all of you for the launch of the 2017 edition of the State of Food and Agriculture, our SOFA publication, that will take place during lunchtime today. SOFA 2017 will present opportunities and challenges regarding food system, urbanization, and the rural transformations. It will be very useful to CFS as the committee undertakes further work on this topic. Excellencies, I conclude by reiterating that FAO will continue to provide the best technical support to CFS and also support in the implementation of their decisions and recommendations. All of us, CFS member participants and observers, have a lot to do to ensure a world free from hunger and all forms of malnutrition. I thank you very much for your attention.